This is a Baby Brunch podcast.
This conversation is so necessary. If we are going to break these chains and move to another level of excellence, we have to be willing to talk about it and then do something about it.
Balancing your oral microbiome prevents oral disease and reduces bacteria from entering the bloodstream, which may prevent heart disease and strokes. Your mouth truly is the gateway to your health. Join the CuraProx movement. Let's celebrate a billion healthy smiles, which will result in a billion healthy bodies and minds. Making oral health contagious.
This podcast is supported by Epimax Baby and Junior. The range of Epimax Baby and Junior Gentle All-Purpose Emollient Moisturizers is an all-day, everyday favorite for babies and children. Give your child a good start to every day by nourishing and protecting their skin with Epimax.
It's always a privilege having any guest on Baby Brunch. But when I learned that she can dial in at 7 o'clock in the morning and we can sit in beautiful South Africa in the afternoon and that we can connect about women, about ways to love your children, about why a woman would give up an amazing corporate career to follow her dream and her passion because she was sure. Okay, we had to invite Sonia Jackson Miles, who, by the way, at the end of this video and this podcast, we're going to share with you how you can meet her here in South Africa. So first of all, good morning and good afternoon, sister. Welcome to Baby Brunch.
Oh, what an honor. What an honor. I am so honored. I love you, sister. Thank you for having me on.
What does your morning normally look like?
Well, I start my day with prayer, praise, and worship. I have learned that there are specific things that I need to do to refill my cup because I serve with love and kindness with people all around the world. I have to make sure that I do something every single day to refill my cup, to refuel, to rejuvenate. And that's what I do.
So it's interesting you say that because the book that's lying next to my bed at the moment, it's one that's called Thrive. And in it, she talks about meditation and she talks about different forms of meditation. And more recently, from one of my coaches, we were talking about this notion of women going on retreats, you know, similar to what I'm going to tell everyone about that you're hosting in South Africa later this month. And so they talked about how the first moment of retreat or a shift in mind where you start to focus and fill is actually not at the retreat. It actually starts at home. So be it meditation for a little bit or be it praise and worship like you are saying or be it spending time with your creator but filling yourself so that by the time you get to the retreat, it's not the first time that you are doing it. You know, you were mindful almost before that leading up to those big events.
That's right. That's right. Because you want to be able to receive. So you have to be open. And so that's why I share with everyone who I coach, mentor, we have to be able to receive. And for me, what helps me to be open to receive knowledge, wisdom, power, everything that I desire, I have to make sure that I do these things. And I literally have everything in order that I do, praise, worship. I have a little dance. I do exercise 7 minutes every single day, 7 minutes. And I went down 2 dress sizes by just taking and being consistent. 7 minutes every single day. So I have a thing that I do every morning to get my day started.
So if you're wondering who Sonia Jackson Miles is, in the promo, if you listen to Parent and Baby Brunch, I was talking about networking and how women who are similar minded or who have the same goal or who want the same things, somewhere along the line, you all kind of meet each other. It doesn't matter where, how, you know, your paths connect. And so through a friend or colleague or businesswoman, call her what you want. She's just a really amazing woman who I know in my life. I happened to meet Sonia and I was like, I need to interview you because she's got an amazing TED Talk and she's got an amazing book that she wrote about how to love your children. And one could apply this to how to love your spouse. Before we even get there, I want to just take a brag, Sonia, so allow me. Sonia Jackson-Miles, she's the founder of the Sister Accord Foundation that empowers girls and women through education, sisterhood, and leadership. She's a former executive, so I keep talking about how she had this amazing job and how she was like, okay, I'm ready to coach global leaders. I'm ready to drive social change. Her foundation has really expanded internationally, and this includes partnerships with even some foundations here in South Africa. And she's an award-winning author. In your book, I was so proud because I read it in PDF format, and as I sat reading about your children, you no, because this is a change in narrative for me. You know, I realized that not too long ago, a lot of the mommies in my group would talk about how their children sometimes don't show up for them correctly, and they would say things like, "No, because oh, these kids, you know, they don't study enough," or they, so it's almost like they would speak badly about their kids. Mm-hmm. And I went on this mission where I only speak good about my children. Mm-hmm. If they have done something wrong, obviously mm-hmm. I'll reprimand them. But generally, I talk about how my children are good children and that they're trying their best. And you will not believe it. My children have tried to show up better and better. And even if they, whatever the perception is of good is for different people, you know, they would just try their best. And in this book, you talk about how well-mannered your children are. And it was so encouraging for me because I was like, look at this mom. She's talking about how her children are the most well-mannered children. And I was so encouraged by just that. The fact that you are speaking positively about your boys.
Yes.
If they had to speak about their mama and they had to tell people who you are, what would they say? Who are you?
It's so amazing because they do this without me prompting or anything. And they always say that my mom is all about love. And I'm like, wow. Like literally we can be out at stores or what have you, and they're bringing people to me. They're introducing me to strangers because they're so proud of the love that, because I talk about leading with love. You got to lead with love at home first. So you can't be leading with love in the community and outside of your home. And then when you get home, it's a different story. We have to be consistent with this love. And so they literally tell people, my mom is all about love. And I'm like, wow, that's huge.
So you do have a big heart. And even the first time I met you online, because we've never met in person, the one thing that stands out for me is your passion for people.
Yes.
And every time I finish a conversation with you, I feel like I want to, like you just said something now, which my coach also has said to me before. And we discussed this notion of how to start the day. And even though we start the day with affirmations and all kinds of amazing things, I enjoy the notion of meditation and prayer and spending time with your creator, no matter who that might be for you, you know, and for just saying, thank you that I can open my eyes today and that I'm of service to so many people because that's what you essentially do. How did you know that the Sister Accord Foundation is yours? How did you know that this is what you needed to do? I tell you why I'm interested. I'm 45 this year.
Wow.
And a lot of my peers at this age, are saying, okay, 5-year plan. What are we going to do leading up to 50? You know, how are we going to spend our time? And I can see everyone on Baby Brunch going, and what, you're still doing baby content? Yes, because I still have 4 babies and they're growing. You know, every milestone is different. It's so crazy. How did you know that your corporate job is not what you are doing at the moment anymore and that you need to go into service, because that's how the Sister Accord was born?
You know, that prayer time, fasting, all of the things that I was doing was all designed to get me closer to God. Like, what are the things I need to do so that I can hear his voice and know very clearly what I was created to do, the thing that was planted inside of me as I was formed in my mother's womb, because I knew that if I operated in that, I didn't have to know the whole plan. But we know Jeremiah 29:11 says he has great plans. So I knew if I could focus on what I was hearing, what that download was, I knew that he would add the resources, he would add everything that I needed to do, bring in amazing people like you into my life, right? And so I had a mentee from every continent, with the exception of Antarctica, during my corporate years. And I love the world of business, and I love making deals, and I love negotiating, right? So I loved my job. That's what was so hard about it. If I hated my job, it would have been real easy to quit, right? But you work hard, you get to these executive levels, and then I'm hearing during my prayer time, oh, but that's not what I created you to do. I need you to do this. And because I had a mentee from every continent, with the exception of Antarctica, I saw differences between my male mentees and my female mentees, and what they were coming to me with and the issues that they were having. And I will just say very clearly, my male mentees were saying, Sonia, I've got this business idea. I need you to help me flesh it out. My female mentees were really struggling with their relationships with each other. They were saying things like, I don't trust Tina, or I don't want to work for a woman, or women are this, or women are that, or I don't like women. I'm like, wait a minute, you're a woman. What do you mean you don't like women? Right? So I knew that I was tapping into something that was a huge issue. Because these people had grown up all around the world. After I studied it, I said, wow, I am tapping into a humanity insight. And the humanity insight is, as girls, we are socialized to not like ourselves and each other. And it happens in very subtle ways, sister. Mm-hmm. And so I had to say, wait a minute, I've got to step back and understand, well, what's the solution to it?
Why is that? Perhaps you can tell me. Why is it that when women work together, there's love that's lost, and you almost want to apply 51 ways to love your girlfriend at work? When moms come together, there's this judgment because they don't do it the way I do, they do, me do. So 51 ways to...
Exactly.
There's 51 ways to love other moms too, I guess.
Absolutely, sister. I love you. I want to give you a hug. Because this conversation is so necessary. If we are going to break these chains and move to another level of excellence, we have to be willing to talk about it and then do something about it. And, you know, a lot of it is patriarchy, right? It's how we're reared. It's the system of how we're reared. And so there's this competition. Oh, I've got to say that I'm thinner and I'm prettier and I'm this and I'm that. And it's like, no, we're all amazing. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. You've got to shut that down. You got to shut the, I call it noise. You got to shut the noise down and say, I am great as I am. And then once you build that confidence, and this is what the program is all about, the Sister of Course says, once you build the confidence and you get to a place of truly loving the skin that you're in, then we want you to extend that to your sisters, because we don't hate, we don't judge. And wow, what happens inside of everything that we've been doing? And I started this, I left Procter & Gamble in 2013. You would be amazed at the transformations. People saying that we've saved their lives, we've helped them to transform their lives simply because they were willing to do the heart work, as I call it. All of this is heart work, and heart work is the hard work. And so this is what we focus on, sister, but you have to understand the root cause of it. Right. So once we understand where this is coming from, then we can apply solutions. And so the Sister Court is a leadership development program that says we have got to get to the place of loving ourselves, understanding our value and worth, because when you do that, you behave differently.
Yeah. If I feel I'm enough, then there's a whole lot more to love many people around me. And there's a whole lot of people. I mean, If there wasn't love and appreciation and respect, this conversation cross continents, you know, would not have happened. That's right. I adore the fact that you are doing so, first of all, you've done so much, like you call it, heart work.
Yes.
And now you have the opportunity to help so many people around the world.
That's right.
Okay, so there's the sister accord, and we're going to put the link up for you so that you can go and find out more and where to find Sonia Jackson Miles in her sister accord environment. But I want to get to the self love. So you talk about loving self, but that it can't just stay there. That there's this notion of self love with the idea then to extend to other people. Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting? There was a time that I would say to people, oh, yeah, you know, when I travel, I miss the kids, but I don't miss my husband. It's fine, you know. I miss the kids so much, but I, you know, there was a time there. And I must tell you, I feel so guilty because now, I mean, my kids are growing up.
Right.
And the more my kids are growing up, I can feel that I miss my husband, even when I'm working late or after studio time. And so when you talked about 51 ways to first of all love the sisters you're working with, I was like, okay, I need this course. Because I could, where's my team? I could count till 10. No, I'm kidding. And when it came to 51 ways to love your husband, I was like, oh.
Wait a minute now.
I thought there's two, you know, the physical and the, no, I'm kidding. And then,
and then
when we wrote down, when the team and I were working, we were like, no, when Sonia comes up, she's going to need to tell us 51 ways to love our children. I was like, Lord have mercy. What? 51 ways. The one didn't do her schoolwork. The other one back chatted this morning. This is a tough gig. Okay. I just love them. I love them once. 51 ways. You know.
Oh, I love you. I just love you.
So I love you back. So, I mean, I don't want to rehash the book, but here's the thing. A lot of people in South Africa don't have access to it. And we are an international platform. So shout out to Ghana. Shout out to, America that's listening to us. Shout out to people in Nigeria that's listening to us. Israel, Cape Town, Durban, Gauteng, everywhere. It doesn't matter. 51 ways. It's a very interesting way. Well, how did you get to 51 ways?
Oh, I love that question. I see things in my dreams. So I'm one of those people who will dream and then I keep a journal next to my bed.
Right.
And then I can write things down so that I don't forget them. And I originally, my first book, 51 Ways to Love Your Sister, I said, oh, the title will be 50 Ways to Love Your Sister. Well, after I wrote everything down from my dream, I counted them and there were 51. So that's why I changed the name of the book to 51 Ways. So that's how I have 51.
Go through those lessons for me, because I am convinced, and I'm convinced because your heart is so big, because you are trying to motivate the right thing.
Mm, thank you.
And if you're going to say to me, we must love, I'm like, okay, I'm going to put my hand up because I want to be loved.
Right.
You know, and I want my children to feel loved. If I learn that they're not getting along with a friend at school, breaks my heart.
That's right.
I have to like reshift my significance as a mom and go, okay, there's a lot here, but it's not the only thing, you know?
Yes.
So give me 51 ways. What are some of the ways that we can love our children?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that was really important for me, as I put this book together and, you know, really wanted to help people understand the things that I was doing as a mom, because people were coming up to me and saying, wow, your children are so loving. What do you do? And I kept saying, loving is an interesting adjective for boys, right?
Mm.
And so I kept saying, well, what am I doing? And making sure that I could write it down and leave this as a legacy for my children's children's children. And when I started to think about that, it brought me so much joy. So one is, be mindful to not project your fears onto your children. This one is huge, especially with everything that's going on in our world today. I am finding, and a lot of people who I'm coaching and working with, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, I can't do X, Y, Z. And I'm telling my children that they can't do it either. And I'm like, well, is that really what we want to do? Because that is projecting your fears onto them. So to me, that's a big one, especially in today's environment. I think another one that has been really, really special for me and my sons is that I share my dreams. So we literally have dream sessions, and I'm talking about all these things. I want to touch 1 billion girls and women with this message of love. And they're like, 1 billion, Mom? Yes, 1 billion. What that did was gave them the permission to also dream, sister. And so now they are working on children's entertainment and some of the things that they want to do. And I am just so excited that they are doing the things that are naturally their gifts. It's an extension of who they are. In so many instances, parents will say, well, you have to be an accountant. And they'll say, well, I don't really like that. I don't really enjoy numbers. I don't really want to do that. Well, yeah, that's you how do. You're going to make your money, right? That's how you're going to make money. I set all of that aside and I said, let me look at my sons. Let me see them in a way that helps me understand how to bring out all of those gifts and talents. And sharing my dreams gave us the ability to just sit still and engage in ways that, you know, prior to this, I wasn't doing, right? Because we're so busy, we're moving, we're grooving. Sharing the dream really changed the trajectory of our lives because it gave that permission. So I also talk about helping them be financially responsible. They like to spend. They like DoorDash. They like, you know, they like to play. They're gamers, right? Look, guys, you can't spend all of your money on that. How do you start to talk about budgeting and being fiscally responsible? Right. And so if you think about what the thread of all of my work, whether it's 51 ways to love your sister or 51 ways to love your children, it's life skills. How do I help you live your best life? When I'm not around, I've gone to be with Jesus. How can you use all the things that we've talked about and dreamed about? How can you use those on a daily basis? How can you use them with your children? Because I wanted to have make sure that this legacy of love that my parents gave me, how do we make sure that that continues, right? That it is the foundation of how we operate with each other in our family. And so you have to break those cycles of dysfunction. If you know that there are some things in your family that have been passed down, you say, you know what? It ends with me. Okay, let's talk about that, right? And so being real, and again, you know, we don't have to try to scare our children. We don't have to be doom and gloom, but you have to speak truth. And making sure that we're thinking about and talking about the things that really matter most in helping them and setting them up for success is really important. You know, a lot of times parents will say, well, I had to work hard and, you know, I want them to work hard. Okay, I get that. We want them to have a great work ethic, but why wouldn't you want to set them up for success in a way that perhaps you weren't? There's nothing wrong with that. So I think there's a lot of shifting in our thinking in terms of how we might have been reared or how we've observed other people being reared, that literally we have to shift. We have to throw some of those old paradigms away, and we have to really think about what does it look like to lead with love at home? What does it look like? And that's what I've been focused on.
I love the living legacy idea that these things will serve us to change our narrative and the way we speak our language with our children. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing that we can take from you today about self-love, And like you always beautifully say when you speak to me about being formed in your mother's womb, that there was a purpose for you and it was set out for you. Mm-hmm. If we don't have that feeling,
yes,
what's your message to moms that will create the biggest change for them?
One of the things that changed the trajectory of my life, sister, is self-affirmations. I was waiting for other people to affirm, right? And I'm like, oh, yes. Yes, they're going to say this and they're going to say that. And I had to get to a place where I said, no, no, no. I have got to do this thing internally. Sonia, who are you? What do you care about? What are the things that are important to you? And I need you to speak those things. I need you to stand in front of a mirror every day and speak life into yourself. Sisters, and brothers, if you're listening, it is hard, especially on those days, those challenging days when you don't feel like you are doing what you want to do or what you need to do. If you're battling anything, it can be very challenging to say, I love myself. But I'm telling you what changed things for me. And there's research, by the way, everything that I'm talking about, there's research for it that says when you say these things, when you speak life into yourself, it literally touches down to the molecular structure of your body. It can change things. All the good chemicals in your brain start to be released. And so these self-affirmations, I love you, Sonia. And it's not in an egotistical way, right? It's just love. And if you cannot focus on loving yourself and building your own confidence and courage, how can you give it to anyone else? And so those self-affirmations, you are courageous. You are bold. You are going to bring your dreams to life. You are going to touch 1 billion girls and women. Some people who I work with will record it on their phones and just play it back if they can't stand in front of a mirror. What I ask the people who I work with is to speak these things to yourself every single day. And you can choose things that you're working on. I am courageous, and maybe you've got a few things that may be pulling you back from being courageous, but say it and watch how you will then walk into it. You will step into it. I call it designing your destiny. That's what I've done with the Sister Corps. I literally designed my destiny. Mm-hmm. I created something from nothing. I created something from a dream. I was able to do this, and God is no respecter of person. There's nothing special about me except I decided to say, yes, here I am, Lord, just use me. Everyone has been given all these different gifts. I want you all to take the time to speak life into yourself, attach those gifts, those things that you're naturally great at, because we all have them, and then watch what happens next. There's something that is stirred up on the inside of you that you won't be able to squash, and you will not let anybody else squash it, because you are literally stepping into purpose and designing your destiny.
Okay, so you coming to South Africa?
I'm coming back. So this will be my third visit to South Africa.
Look at you.
In April of last year, I launched a Sister Accord chapter in partnership with the Nelson Mandela Foundation. And we had our leadership development tea party at Sanctuary Mandela. Oh my gosh. It was so incredible. And so to now be able to come back and do something that people have been asking me for years, we're going to have our first retreat, and to have it in South Africa, because that first trip really changed me. I had an experience that I was never the same after that first visit. So to have the opportunity to have this retreat at Kruger Untamed in Kruger National Park, oh my gosh, June 28th through July 1st, for our sisters, rediscovering you. So we've named this Rediscover You. How do you reconnect with you? And so we want amazing sisters to come and be with us June 28th through July 1st. Shaquani River Camp is never going to be the same. Never same going again. To be the same. With all,
I believe you when you say that.
Thank you for the opportunity to share it.
Well, I have learned so much. I mean, you know, sometimes you know things, but you need to be reminded by it.
And that's right, sister.
I always tell God, please don't teach me through pain and suffering. Like, I just don't have the time. So, so it's always nice to just be taught in a gentle, beautiful way through someone like you. So give it up for Sonia Jackson Miles, everyone.
Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you so much.
I love you back. We're going to put the details of that amazing retreat in the Kruger on our social media. If you still don't follow us at babybrunch.co.za, on our socials at babybrunch. If someone sent you this podcast and you're listening to it or with this podcast and seeing the beautiful Sonia Jackson Miles, you can also find this and more episodes on babybrunch.co.za.
This podcast was supported by Epimax Baby and Junior. Epimax Baby and Junior is dermatologist approved, free of artificial colorants and fragrances, and is safe to use from birth. Touch, nourish, love your child's skin with Epimax Baby and Junior. Available from leading pharmacies and retail stores. Balancing your oral microbiome prevents oral disease and reduces bacteria from entering the bloodstream, which may prevent heart disease and strokes. Your mouth truly is the gateway to your health. Join the CuraProx movement. Let's celebrate a billion healthy smiles, which will result in a billion healthy bodies and minds. Making oral health contagious.